in Japan. The terrible fire broke out, and some hotel was burnt down, and many sightseeing people killed in the fire. And recently, in Japan, they have many sightseeing people, even to a hedge, where only monks practice our way. Now, Uchiyama Roshi said in his book, and if you open the book, he said recently, everything is going like that. Because we have permanent types of people. So managers of hotels should build, add one building after another. So the building is very complicated. So once something happens, it is difficult to figure out which is entrance and which is fire escape. I am very much interested in Uchiyama Roshi's remark. And it is something like that happening to us too. Zen center become bigger and bigger. And people, students who come here will find it very difficult, which is entrance and which is fire escape. I thought maybe he's teasing me. But what he said is very true, I think. The world situation is something like that. we should know, the right entrance for Zendo. Dogen Zenji says in Shobo Kenzo, right entrance for the Buddha for is Zazen. Zazen practice is right entrance. So everyone should enter the big light from the big wide entrance. Because no Buddhist there's no Buddhist who does not practice Zazen. So all the teaching comes out from Zazen. And what we obtain by practice of Zazen is transmitted mind from Buddha to us. So when we practice zazen, all the treasures transmitted to us will come out from our transmitted mind. And how to open up our transmitted mind is practice of zazen. So, to talk about, to discuss about transmitted mind or true mind, or to express our true Buddha nature is through our practice. That is Tetsin Tetsho, about which I talked last night. Why, you know, street cars and bus and airplane is so crowded? It's there are too many people who seek for, you know, some special sightseeing place. Now, why our way is mixed up? Now, confused is because we are practicing sightseeing zazen. There's actually, you know, this is not word I made up. Sightseeing practice. Some Chinese people say sightseeing practice. Or Dogen Zenji says, why do you give up your own seat and wandering about various countries? So we should not be involved in hasty idea of attainment. We should not practice to achieve something, to attain something. Step by step, appreciating, you know, our everyday life, day by day, step by step, is our way. When we cannot see what we are doing, where we are, it is useless, you know, to put ourselves in hard practice. If you know, if you invite, you know, some kabuki player, kabuki, you know, what do you say, kabuki dancer or player from Japan, it costs a lot of money. If you, even though you invite first class monk, or even you can invite Archbishop from Japan, the same amount of money. So many people, you know, go to Japan and to study something about Zen, but it is rather difficult, you know, to study Zen in Japan. Many people ask me, could you introduce me to some monastery? But I have no idea. You know. So I may say, maybe, why don't you stay at the center? And almost all the people say that I thought that will be your answer. He knows very well. They know very well, but you know why they go to Japan is to encourage hotel manager to build some more new buildings. They may be very happy to see you, but it is a waste of time and money for you, and you will be very much discouraged because you couldn't see any good Zen master. It is almost impossible to, even though there are good Zen masters, but it is difficult to meet him. And it is difficult to study under him. You may figure out of why it is so, quite easy. But practice of Zazen and watching our steps one after another. This practice is actually true Zazen practice. We say our practice should be like, a cow. Our practice should not be, our steps should not be like a horse. You cannot gallop. You should walk slowly, like an elephant or like a cow. And if you, if you can walk slowly without not much gaining idea, then you are already a good Zen student. There's no other way to follow our way. At the end of Song Dynasty, we have many Zen masters. And most Zen masters encourage people to attain, to have enlightenment experience. That is, why they encourage, people to attain sudden enlightenment with some psychological, way. It's to meet the people's, students' desire to satisfy students' desires. They provided that kind of technique or trick. It may not be trick. I shall be scolded if I say trick. But I feel, my feeling about, that kind of practice is, something like a trick, So, Zen masters will be a good friend of psychologists. And they will help with each other. How to, explain, or how to explain enlightenment experience. And psychologists will explore some new field in psychology. But Zen is completely different from that kind of practice. Actually, Dongen Zenji, point at this point very sharply. In Sesshin Sesshō, in Shōbō Genzō, in chapter of Sesshin Sesshō, he referred to another story. Tōzan Daishi, the actual founder of Soto School. I told you about the story between Tōzan Daishi and Michihaku. He referred to another story about first patriarch of China and the second patriarch in China. The first patriarch, Bodhidharma, told the second patriarch, Eka. He said, if you want to enter our practice, you should stop, or you should cut off yourself from outward objects. And you should stop your emotional and thinking activity within yourself. And when you become like a brick or stone wall, you will enter. That is how you enter our way. That was what Bodhidharma said to his disciple Eka. But it was actually for him, it was very difficult practice, as you must have experienced. Even to stop your mind is difficult enough. It is so for the second Patriarch. So he tried very hard. But he couldn't understand what he meant actually. So, the second Patriarch after trying very hard, he thought, he could, he could understood what he meant at last. So he said to him, perhaps I understood what you meant. When he said so, the Bodhidharma thought, oh, this student must have understood what I meant. So he did not ask any question. Okay, you must have understood. That is what Bodhidharma said to him. But he said, is it, is there cessation in your, way? Is there a break? In your session, 20 minutes break or 30 minutes break. Is there some break in your practice, in your session? He said, Bodhidharma said. And Eka said, no break, no cessation in our practice. The Bodhidharma said, then, who are you? Who has, constant practice? Who are you? He said, who are you? Eka said, because I know myself very well, so it is difficult to say who I am. Because I understand myself so well, so I cannot say who I am. And Bodhidharma said, that's right, you are my disciple. Do you understand? then our Zazen practice is not to attain enlightenment, actually, rather to express our true nature. Even though, you know, you don't feel you are expressing your true nature, but actually you are expressing your true nature when you practice Zazen. And that something is, you know, according to the Dōzan Daishi. It is someone in front, back of the building. Someone is talking something. Backyard or across the street. What are they talking about? That someone is actually not any particular person. That someone means, you know, our true nature. So always, you know, true nature within ourselves is talking about Buddhism, discussing about Buddhism. And whatever we do, actually, expression of Buddha nature. So at last, you know, the Eka, the second patriarch, understood, came to this point. So he said, you know, I think I understood what you meant. What you meant by to become a stone wall or brick. I understand. The stone wall itself is Buddha nature. And bricks are also Buddha nature. Everything is expression of Buddha nature. So now I understand what is Buddha nature. Before, I thought, after I attain enlightenment, we will know who is in backyard of the of the house. But there is no special person who is talking some special teaching. There is no special person, but all things we see, all what we hear about, it's expression of Buddha nature. When we say Buddha nature, so Buddha nature is everything. We say Buddha nature is our innate, true nature, which is universal to every one of us, or even to various beings. Sentient being, or animate or inanimate being. Special nature which you can understand. So how you understand the universal nature is through everything. There's only one way to have approach to the universal, so to say universal nature. So only way, you know, to realize our true nature is to know who I am, who is doing constantly something. So he said, when Bodhidharma asked him, is there cessation in your true practice after you enter, or even before you enter, or before you join our true practice? Is there any cessation? He says, no, no. Even before Buddha, there is no cessation in our practice, because our practice is Buddha's practice, which has no beginning and no end. So he says, no cessation. Then, who is practicing that kind of practice? Or who are you? Which is, you know, which join this kind of practice? You know, he may be an eka, personally, he may be an eka, but actually what he is doing is constant, permanent, everlasting practice. Which was started beginningless time to an end in endless time. So, you know, it is difficult to say who is practicing our way. So Bodhidharma said, every patriarchs practicing same way as you do. I am practicing that way, and you are practicing that way. First of all, you know, when we practice Zazen, when you practice Zazen, you should know this point clearly. So you cannot waste your time, even though your Zazen is not so good, but that is Zazen. Even though you may not understand what it is even, someday, sometime, you know, someday and someone will you know, accept your practice. Only when you practice, you know, right here, without wandering about, without being involved in sightseeing, that. So, I say, why don't you sit here? You know, it does not mean, you know. What I mean is, if you don't give up sightseeing Zazen, you have no chance to join our practice. If you understand this point, you know, even though make a big trip, that is not sightseeing, that is real practice for you. So point is to have good start and to join the real practice, which is always true. And which has no danger in your practice. So our practice, not necessary be hard one, or good one, good or bad, it doesn't matter. If you sit with this understanding, and if you do not waste your time, or if you have conviction in your Buddha nature, then sooner or later you will find yourself in amidst of great Zen masters. When you read, you know, especially young, ambitious people read Zen books, you know, or when you listen to various Zen masters talk, they will talk about their master, who is very strict with him, or hardship he had in his young age, and he may say, it is very difficult to be a good Zen master. And we haven't so many good Zen masters so far. And maybe more difficult to have Zen masters, good Zen master in future. So, you will be very discouraged. You know. It means that you cannot be a Zen master. But when you understand their practice, what it is, you know. This is, you will never be involved in such a foolish, problem. Like Sengai, when maybe 2-3 years after I came to America, I went to field bookstore, and I saw Sengai's picture, and it was something like calendar, and frog was on the calendar, and Sengai said, "If frog, if someone can be a Buddha, maybe I can be a Buddha too." Frog was sitting like this. If people can be a Buddha by practice of sitting, then I can be. Soon I will be a Buddha. For the people who know what is actual practice, you know, even though they don't experience enlightenment experience, if he sees someone for, you know, for his sitting to attain enlightenment, we think he is like a frog sitting. Actually, their sitting is much better than our others. I always admire, you know, and their practice, much better than my practice. They never be sleepy, you know. Their eyes is always up. Tatsuo Roshi will admire him very much. Open your eyes. You know, but there's no need, you know, for him to say so if we are like a frog. And they do something very, you know, appropriate, intuitively, and appropriate way. You know, when something comes, they go like this. They never miss anything. But they, you know, are always calm, you know. And still. I always think, I wish I could be a frog. So Sengai says, もしも座禅して、もしも仏になるならば、you know, if by practice, you know, if by practice, we can be a Buddha. You know. He doesn't say anything more. And he draw a flag, sitting flag. This kind of, you know, if you understand what Sengha is feeling when, you know, you see a picture of frog, you are already, you know, then you have already understood what is Zen. There are a lot of humor in it. And there is good understanding of our practice. Even though our practice is not better than Prague, you know, we will continue to sit. And we can accept a frog as our good example of practice. I think that is a kind of enlightenment. But if you should know how you know, actually understand a frog, Sengai, you know, through. After, you know, practicing pretty long time, you know, you will, you know, partly laugh at someone who is involved in wrong idea of practice, and partly you will, you know, laugh at yourself who is sitting always without doing anything, without making not much progress. You will laugh at yourself. When you can laugh, you know, at yourself humorously, then there is, you know, enlightenment. But still, your zazen is beginner's zazen, or sometimes worse than beginner's zazen. Sometimes I am ashamed of myself when I see some student practice, which is very good. Oh, he is very good. You know, I think I wish I could be as young as he is once more. But it is too late. But anyway, you know. Our practice cannot be better than sitting of a flag. So it is okay. But to see someone who is practicing good zazen is very impressive, not only to me, but also for everyone. I think that is, if your zazen is good enough to give good impression to others, your zazen is pretty good, even though you don't think so. It is actually very good zazen. But even though you think your zazen is very good, and you think you are proud of your enlightenment experience like this, you know, if he doesn't impress anyone, his zazen may not be wrong practice. I think, you know, there are several important points or factors in our practice. One is we should not involve in hasty gaining idea in our practice. We say, you know, we should not practice zazen for sake of others, for sake of yourself. Just practice, just practice zazen for zazen. It means you should just sit. You should not seek for fame or profit. Just practice that. We, you know, we say many things not to do this, you know, or we talk about precepts, but the point of practice observing precepts is there's no need not to do something bad. There's no need to try not to do something bad. But if you do good thing like that, you cannot do bad thing at the same time. So if you, continue positively, something, continue to do something good, that is how you how you observe precepts. So the point is just to sit, forgetting all about fame or profit. Just to sit for sake of that. That is one point. And that kind of attitude is also the attitude to have real way-seeking mind. Way-seeking mind means to find out inmost desire. At first, maybe you will, first step will be to know what is good and what is bad. And like when you go to shopping, you will it may be difficult to know which material you choose. For instance, if you go to driver's shop, all the materials, and there are various colors. There are various quality of materials in various color, and it is rather difficult to choose. Starting from that kind of practice, you should polish up your intuition. How to buy or get something good is, if you try to compare one to the other, even though you spend 2-3 days, you will not get something appropriate for you. And after trying 2-3 days, what you get will be something which is not at all appropriate to you, and you should visit the same store again. If they change it for someone or something else, you are lucky. Don't say this kind of practice is useless. It is actually first step to our way. But how you, get, how you practice good practice, and how you buy something appropriate to you is same. When you are not involved in it, shopping too much, you can get something appropriate. So what, after you know the secret of intuitive, you know, activity, which is free from various restrictions, you, you know, find our way in your everyday activity. Until, you know, you understand why we practice Zazen and what is actually true activity, intuitive activity, free from various desire and restriction. It is difficult to figure out, you know, what is good practice, what is, you know, what kind of, how you practice that. But it is okay. If you continue it, eventually, little by little, without knowing how you acquired that kind of intuition, intuitive activity, you will, anyway, you will get it. So it is rather foolish, you know, to be involved in some particular hard, special practice. Our practice is hard enough, so don't, you know, seek for some special enlightenment, and don't seek for some special practice, way of special practice. And Dogen then says, there is no Buddha who attained enlightenment, real enlightenment, who gave up our Zazen practice. Only through our Zazen practice various teachers attained, there's no other word, so I say attained enlightenment, became Buddhist, real Buddhist. By the same way as you do something else, our practice is very different from usual practice. No, you have book Zen and Archery, you know. But when you understand our practice, you know, because the author understands real practice, Archery can be, you know, Zen. But only for him it is Zen. If you don't understand how practice archery in its true sense, even though you practice very hard, that is, that what technique you acquire is just technique. It doesn't help you through and through. You will be you can hit a mark without fail, but without bow and arrow you cannot do anything. If you understand the author's point, when archery could be then, maybe, you know, without bow and arrow, the archery will help you. How you get that kind of maybe power or ability? It's only through right practice. So, you know, we should make light practice. We should have right understanding of practice. So you should have to have right understanding of practice. You should have right teacher who has right understanding of practice. So you should not have any gaining idea in our practice. And follow your teacher. And you should understand completely what is right practice. So Dogen Zenji says, you know, right practice and Sansmombo. Sansmombo is to have good teacher and, you know, to receive right guidance in your practice. Or else you will not understand, you know, what is Zen. And one more thing is, you know, maybe we say so zokuya tainan. So zoku is to continue practice. It's very difficult thing, maybe the most difficult thing. If you continue it, having right understanding by good teacher. And if you practice it without any gaining idea and continue right practice or fundamental practice, the only one practice which is fundamental to various practice is the most important thing.